Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo! LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. How's everyone doing tonight? Are you all having fun? Are you winding down the summer? I can't believe I'm even saying those crazy words together, because I live in Florida where it's the endless summer, and LA was 110 degrees today. But for everyone else in the world tuning in, are you like winding down and getting ready for winter? I'll tell you. Well, if you're getting anything, go get the LA Talk Radio app, please, because it's free, okay? And that way you could take me to bed every Sunday night with you. Every Sunday night, take me to bed with you on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. 8 o'clock in LA, 11 o'clock in New York, and wherever you're tuning in from in the world, I thank you so much for tuning in, because my listeners are my co-hosts. So, you know how you're my co-host? Because you can tweet me, at Max Tucci, and be part of the show. So do tweet me. How you doing, Amy Man? Giving you a shout-out at the top of the show. Speaking of shout-outs, we've got a lot to discuss tonight, because I've always wanted to do these shows, where, and I've done them. Y'all remember, go to latalkradio.com/Max. There's like 7 years of radio shows back there. But we used to do shows where we would find undiscovered talent, and try to push them into the right way. Do you remember when we did that? Because if y'all do, you loved it. So we're going to do that again tonight, because we've got some great people coming on. We've got John and Crosby, and the list goes on and on of greatness, because Gabe Lopez, well, Gabe is joining us tonight. How you doing, Gabe Lopez?
What's up? How's it going?
You know, I love having you on, because it's like easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl. It's just good time.
I always have a blast. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Well, you know, Gabe, I want to talk to you because you are like, everyone knows you by now. You've worked with so many people in the music industry, and I wanted you on tonight because these are two amazing individuals that I feel like I've discovered. So call me Ryan Seacrest, Max Tucci. But literally, I've like discovered these great talents, and one has been through Facebook, and the other has been through my friend Constantine. And literally, I feel like these two talents you need to hear, because you're so positive and uplifting, and you do things with kindness. So I want you to guide these kids tonight into the industry. And hey, you never know. We tweeted. You might be working with them. So if you feel like you've got that urge, y'all can connect, because I would love that to happen. But Gabe, before we get into the show, tell us a little bit about your involvement in the music industry.
Sure. Well, I'm a singer-songwriter-producer, so I have my own stuff that I sing on and songwrite for, and then I've produced and written for Belinda Carlisle and New Kids on the Block and After Romeo and Varsity Karen Club and James Brown, and the list goes on, and I absolutely love it. I just have the best time working with people and, you know, always in search of new talent.
Now, speaking of in the search of, if you're all in the search for the music and the song tonight, Gabe, tell all our listeners what they're going to get for free tonight by listening to Max and Friends.
If you listen tonight, and if you're listening to me right now, that means you're listening tonight, you can get a free download of my single, 'Cause You Like Boys, which is on Facebook, facebook.com/Gabe Lopez Songs.
Gabe Lopez Songs. Go get your free song, because you like boys, because that's what we like to do. We like to give back. But Gabe, so I want to just chit-chat with you for a minute, because, you know, we're supposed to do hot topics, and I don't feel like talking about the Kardashians, because we've got, like, amazing people to talk about. And since you're in the music industry, you're going to love this, because we're going to play her song tonight. But, you know, my TV show, Eye on the People, with Max Tucci, yeah, it airs in South Florida on the CW, WSFL, and then online. But it's like every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Today, I had the most incredible interview. It aired today, but we filmed a while ago at the Boca Resort in Florida, Sophie B. Hawkins.
Oh, I love Sophie.
I not only love Sophie, but I am in love with Sophie. She is such a raw, unbelievable talent. And I love Damn, Wish I Was Your Lover and As I Lay Me Down. All of these beautiful songs. I had her on the show. Literally, like, we were both, like, crying. And there was an amazing quote that Sophie said, and I want to get it right, so I'm going to read it off of Twitter because I tweeted it all day today. If y'all aren't following me on Twitter yet, then you're missing out. @MaxTucci is my Twitter handle. And join me there because we've got some fun conversations going on. Continue to tweet me because I will always acknowledge those who tweet me. You're all my co-hosts, so I got to love you back for loving me. And that's just a natural flow. But so Sophie, like, did this amazing, you know, the song As I Lay Me Down is one of my favorite songs, even to this day. And when we spoke about it, it was about her father. And literally, she, like, breaks down in the interview. So I'm going to let you all know when that interview is going to be up. But these were the quotes that I love for Sophie B. Hawkins. So the first one is, I'm allowing myself to recognize bullshitters, Sophie B. Hawkins. Love it. We love That's ourselves awesome. Even when we do something we don't like. Which I was like, Sophie, I love that. Then this one is good. This one is good, Gabe. You're going to like this. When you find what you like to do, you walk on air.
It's absolutely true.
Isn't that the truth? And then this was another one of my favorites. With patience, you have to trust. I'm like, ain't that the truth? And one of my favorite ones, Sophie B. Hawkins, I love you. And I love you for being on Max and Friends because you've been on a couple of times. And now my TV show, I Am the People with Max Tucci. But this was my favorite quote. If you're not your own teacher, you are not on your own life path. I was like, girl, you better work.
That's deep. But that's really deep.
Isn't that good, Gabe? So on your life path, Gabe, where are you right now?
I am in L.A. right now, and it is 110 degrees. It is so hot.
And are you loving your life?
I am. I am. I'm totally loving my life. I went to the U.K. this year and got to experience a tour. And honestly, this is the best year of my life, and I'm so thankful to be doing music 24/7.
Gabe, the best is yet to come.
Thank you.
The best is yet to come. But so before that happens, we're definitely going to play your song tonight. Just for my love, Sophie B. Hawkins, I want to play... You know what? Let's play. We'll play Sophie at the end of the show, okay, Ronnie? Let's hold off my Sophie excitement right now because we've got my guest here, and I tend to quantum leap. So let me just pull back the reins and enjoy the moment that I have here with Gabe. So I'm getting a note, okay, with a smiley face. But so Gabe, here's the deal: we're gonna have some great people come on the show tonight. And we're gonna start off with John Montez, and he is unbelievable. He's like this 20-year-old. Amazing Puerto Rican kid from South Florida, used to work at a Greek restaurant, okay? Then currently he's not in school, but he graduated from Olympic Heights Community High School. He's the youngest of three brothers, and he's currently working, taking piano and vocal lessons, writing music, and doing art. He's an amazing artist, and actually that's how I met him. But recently he posted this song called You Know on Facebook. So, Gabe, what I want to do is I want to play the song because you haven't heard it yet. So I want you to hear it. We're going to have John on. And when he comes on, we're going to talk about his life. And then you're going to give him some advice. But I think that you and him are going to work together. So let's play the song from John Montez, You Know. Can you hit that, Ronnie? Thanks.
So crazy, and you know that it's true. I want you all the time, oh no. I don't mind, oh no. I need you by my side, oh no. I don't mind, and I'll never let you go, oh no. I never meant to put you down, and when I'd see you frown, you know it drive me crazy. So go ahead and pour that liquor down, and when I'm not around, just think about me maybe. I know you could remember all of the good, you probably should think about me baby. As crazy as this shit may sound, now that you're not around, I still think about you lately. And you know what you do, oh how you drive me so crazy. And you know that it's true, I want you all the time, oh no. I don't mind, oh no. I need you by my side, oh no. I don't mind, and I'll never let you go, oh no.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was John Montez, the song you know. John, welcome to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. Thank you for having me.
No, it's a pleasure that you're here. So without any further ado, Gabe, meet John and say hello.
Hey, John. How's it going? Hi, Gabe. I'm fine. Thank you. How's it going yourself?
Doing great. I just heard your song. I love it.
So, Gabe, let's get into the song you know. John, this was your first song that you... that you released, wasn't it?
Yes, that was my first single.
So you're 20 years old, you release your first single, you're an amazing artist with the brush, and also, Gabe, construct and deconstruct the first single, You Know.
I think that's such a great first single. I think I love the keyboards, I love the vibe of them. It's just so chill. Your voice, you have such a great tone. It's a gentle tone, very honest. I love that. You know, I love when a voice communicates. To me, that's like the most important thing a voice can do. And I don't know, your voice is just, you know, really chill, and there's something there. Your rhythm is so, so great on the song. I love it. You know, just there's a lot of kind of pull and punch in the voice on the song. And I don't know, I could just hear it being like a YouTube hit.
That's awesome. Wow, thank you a lot.
John, what you don't know about Gabe, unless you tuned in earlier to the show, is that Gabe has worked with so many people, from After Romeo to New Kids on the Block to so many tons of people, plus K-pop, tons of stuff over there. Gabe is like an international superstar. So when he gives you advice, this is like, you like got like the American talent group up in here tonight.
No, that's awesome. That's crazy. Now that you mentioned that, I mean, I appreciate the advice. But on top of that, now knowing that it's coming from, you know, from legitimacy. Yeah,
so now let me tell you, because exactly. John, I gotta tell you, the minute that you posted the song on Facebook, I knew right away. I was like, I gotta have Gabe. I gotta get you two in touch. I might have even tagged you all up in it. Nonetheless. John, where do you see your future in the music industry? That's what I need to know.
When you say that, do you mean what type of music you...
Where do you see yourself fitting? Yeah, where do you see yourself in the industry? Like, what do you want for yourself?
Well, I mean, because I thought about it, and I started this music with my friend, and he does hip-hop, but I see myself making just
I mean, honestly, I like all types of music. I see myself making whatever music, bringing the emotion. I think I would stick to a commercial. I don't know if I want to say commercial, but
Gabe, where do you see him fitting?
Well, I think he's such a strong songwriter already, and I think, you know, it's so funny to think you're, you know, the potential for growth. You know, you're already in the top 40 realm, so, I mean, I see you writing more singles and hitting more, you know, charts, top 40 charts, YouTube, and really just making a name for yourself.
See, Gabe, here's the thing that you don't know, is that John, this is his first interview ever for about his music. But, you know, that's how I like to get them, because I like to get these unsigned artists who are, like, ready and eager to go, because those are the ones that make it. You know, when the ones that are eager to go and the ones that have something. And I saw that spark in him. So, Gabe, do you see that spark too?
I do. I do. And, you know, you really touched on a really important part, and that's that drive, because, you know, you meet a lot of talented people, and they're incredibly talented, but then they sit at home and expect other people to write and produce them. And, you know, here he is, and he has a song that he's put out, and it's on the Keenest Pop producer, and, you know, that's drive. You have to go and tackle it. That's such a huge, huge part of the equation.
Yeah. So, Gabe, is it cool? I want you guys after the show to connect, and maybe I could even see you all doing something together. So can we put you all in contact tonight?
Heck yeah. Yeah, totally do that.
All right. So, John, are you cool with getting in touch with Gabe? I'll give you all the guys. I'll hook you all up with the information after the show. But are you cool with that, John?
Of course. That sounds great. And, no, thank you so much.
No, of course. Well, listen, I like to make dreams happen here on Max and Friends. So in the future, I see you doing your thing. And I know that tonight will be the night that we planted this seed to let your tree grow. So be encouraged. Be inspired. Don't give up. And just keep doing your thing. All right, John?
Hey, Max, thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Painless, right? I told you. Good night, John. Have a great week. So, Gabe, like, that was a good song, right?
It's so vibey. It's really chill. You can always, like, you know, it's funny. I could see it, like, in the hot LA weather, chilling by the pool, or, you know, a hot summer night, you know, just driving around, cranking on the radio.
It had good licks to it. That's like when I heard, yeah. I was like, that song, you know, if it's, and that's the thing, because, you know, packaging is so important. So if he's packaged properly, I could see working with him. I really can. That's why I wanted you all to get together. So that's our friend John and his song, You Know, which I'm blasting all the time because I think it's such a groovy song. Because, you know, and I love when he talks about get the liquor down because maybe it's like, you do your thing. And this is like new for him. So, you know, you could sense the little bit of nervousness in it. But, you know, we got to groom him at the beginning. Yeah. Right, Gabe?
He's totally off to a great start. I mean, such a great start. If that's his first song, really, really strong start.
Yeah, that's his first single and his first song. So,
love it.
Cool. Well, we're going to move along because I got a phone call, Gabe, from a good friend of mine, Constantine, who's this amazing author and a screenwriter, and he's just an incredible individual. And if you all want to go on an amazing journey, go to varietycruises.com because that's his family's business. But let me tell you, I'm giving the plugs because I want that ride for free. Because Gabe, we got to go on those yachts in Greece.
I think I'm down.
All right, so we'll plug it one more time. Constantine, if you're tuning in, we need a vacation. Gabe and I want to go away so we can play John's song, You Know, because you know we need to go away. Varietycruises.com is how we're going to go.
Awesome.
Right? Shameless plugs. But he called me, and he was like, Max, I need to talk to you, you know, with his Greek accent. I'm like, what? He's like, there's this amazing girl named Crosby Morgan that you have to meet. I said, well, I'm not in L.A. He goes, no, she is, but I want you to listen to her song. He sends me the YouTube link, and I was like, holy shit. I was blown away. Absolutely blown away. There's so much to talk about Crosby. The song from her first album is called Blessed Memory. So we're going to play a song from that track. Gabe, listen carefully to it. We're going to have her on the show in just a moment, and then we're going to play, because she's got 11 songs. She's got a whole album. And I really, Gabe, when you hear this girl, you're going to freak out. So you can listen to her on Pandora, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook, Crosby, yeah, CrosbyYeah is her Twitter. My Twitter is blowing up right now. Let's get into the song, Blessed Memory, and we'll be right back on Max and Friends. Blessed Memory by Crosby, Morgan. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was the song called Blessed Memory from Crosby, Morgan. Now, before we get into Crosby, Crosby's writing and lyric style is heavily influenced by her own emotional state rather than being story-based on character or character-based. She performs live on Venice Beach Boardwalk, and she also plays at the Novel Cafe in Pasadena once a month and performs at various private events upon special request. I love that little plug right there. Plug right there. But before we introduce her, Gabe, was that not unbelievable?
Oh my gosh, that is just, that's incredible. That's a very, very special song. That's amazing.
We've got more to play too tonight. But Gabe, the minute I heard this, this is why I wanted to have you on, because literally this is like a better than America's Got Talent, because we're really nice, and this is better than American Idol, because these are voices that for me I see transcending, and I see their trajectory just going into the industry of two individuals tonight here on Max and Friends, where I really see massive careers for them. And I, with Crosby, didn't you feel that song?
Just from start to finish, it just, you know, captured me. Just the chords and her tone. She, you know, it's like Vita Lesk and Judy Collins, you know, Bread, and just all the, you know, the harmonies. It's just so incredible.
And what's incredible, Ronnie, is she's I'm getting messages right now. She's like, oh my God, amazing. Wow. So I know when like people in the studio are feeling the vibe too, that the vibe is incredible. So I want to welcome Crosby Morgan to Max and Friends, my fellow Aquarian. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for
I love
having
that
me.
It's my pleasure. I love that your birthday is February 15th because I'm the 14th.
Ooh, that's great.
Aquarians just have it. We just have that special, that specialness. But so meet Gabe Lopez, Crosby Morgan. Say hi to everybody, each other.
Hey, Crosby.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, your voice is incredible. That song is so gorgeous. Oh,
thank you so much. I you know, hearing it on, like, I heard a little bit of it before I had to stop listening on my computer, and I was just like, I was almost crying because, like, this is like, I'm so amazed that, like, this is happening. I'm very honored to be on this show. And
listen, you are so humble, and I just have to stop you because we are honored and blessed to be able to have your talent just transcend and let the vibrations of who you are not only meet the airwaves, but touch people's hearts, because to me, that's where your music is. You're unbelievable.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So cry if you need to cry, because I love to make people cry.
I might cry. I may actually end up crying. Yes.
I had Sophie B. Hawkins cry in the TV show today, and now I have Crosby and Gabe crying tonight. I love my job. but before we all get into crying, I want to get into more music. So, Crosby, do you want to play the song Blame or Want One first? Which do you want to play first?
Let's do Want You.
Okay. Want You. Yeah. Why do I want? I want you. One. I want you.
Want you. Yes.
Want You.
Want okay. You. Not want one.
You have to realize, sweetheart, it is like 11 o'clock here on the East Coast. Mr. Max had a long day and so much ice cream that I feel like overly fat and just like gross. But you know what? It's part of my summer plan. I got to wrap my summer down with a good old ice cream. Okay, so let's just have a good time, right, everyone? All right, so tell us about Want You, Crosby.
Want You is a love song. It's one of the first song, like the oldest song that's on the album Blessed Memory. I wrote it for this guy I was in love with in college and didn't work out. He didn't like me as much as I liked him. And I, you know, and actually a funny story about this song is we were off and on a lot, and I wrote this song while that was going on, and I won him back for the last time by playing that song live to him in the dorm room. In the dorm hall. So it was, it's kind of a funny song for me, but it also is a very, you know, some of my friends' favorite songs, they really like this particular one because it is like my oldest one pretty much.
Okay. Let me be Uncle Max for a minute and give you some quick advice, all right, about relationships. The beauty about relationships, Gabe, you'll like this too. The beauty about relationships is when you're done with one relationship, never be mad at an ex, okay? And here's why. You have to thank them because what they have given you is the opportunity to be with who you're supposed to be with. And what you have given them is the opportunity to be who what they're supposed to be with. So the whole fighting with exes, y'all need to thank each other and just go your own ways, because the divine, there's like a divinity in separation. And what the divinity is that you can be with who you're supposed to be with. So I get the song. I love the song. I appreciate it. But remember, when you grow older and if you break up, you'll be like, Uncle Max once told me I need to thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, I'll make sure I do that with all my exes then, because I can get mad at them a lot. It's not healthy, I guess.
Thank them, because you can be with who you're supposed to be with. And here's the best part of thanking them. Once you thank them, it's like you send out the vibration of love. And you know what? I could be with who I'm supposed to be with. And here's another wonderful little tidbit before we get want you. This is just turning into a life class on Max and Friends. What the best part is on relationship and doing 6 years of radio and having experts on all the time, and everyone has their own opinion. My opinion is this, is that not only do you thank them for letting you be with who you're supposed to be with, but you learn who you don't want to be with. Remember that.
Okay, I will remember that.
Okay, good.
These are good words of advice.
Okay, some wisdom here. But the best advice is that I want you all right now who are sitting at home to just get ready, because we're going to have another Crosby, Morgan original song here. Get into the vibe, light your candles, light your incense, think about your ex, and think about the person that you've asked back so many times in your life, and maybe they're not with you right now. So tweet me, at Max Tucci, and while we play this song, I'm going to tweet you all back, Want You by Crosby, Morgan on Max and Friends. We'll be right back. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Want You by Crosby, Morgan. Oh my God, I want you to sing that song live for me. Oh my God, that was so amazing. I'm like writing to Ronnie. She's in the studio. I'm like, she's giving me chills. I can't take it. Gabe, what do you feel about the song?
Oh my God, just the emotion behind it. It's just, I'm just so thankful I'm getting to hear this tonight. I'm going to sign up in your fan list because I'm already a fan. You know, your chords are, and your melodies and your lyrics, everything is just so haunting and beautiful. I'm a huge fan. I just see you killing it on soundtracks and just being, you're going to have a long career. It's like you're not going anywhere. You're going to have a long career. You're always going to be around, and I just absolutely love it.
Thank you.
And Ronnie agrees too. She's in the studio writing, "I agree." And I agree. So where two or three are gathered and we agree, so let it be. But so, Morgan, like, where do you find the courage to write songs like this?
I'm not sure if I call it courage, because it's something that I've been writing music since I learned how to play guitar, which is, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11 years ago. And I always felt like I couldn't help it. Like, it wasn't like I set out to do something with bravery and the intention of, like, being, like, courageous, because really it's something I have to express, and I never, you know, and so it just comes out, and I'm thank you for calling it courage. I really can't help it, you know.
No, I totally get it, because, you know, like, we had Sophie B. Hawkins, I had her on my TV show this morning, and she said, it's like, when you know what you want to do, you're walking on air, and you're totally, I think, walking on air, because it's part of who you are. So when you're in the flow, everything is just effortless. But what it takes courage, for me, and that's why I asked the question with courage, is because you have to be in such a place of authenticity and such a place of being in a raw space where you can write lyrics. And for you, maybe not, but for so many people, it takes such courage. And that's what the beauty, I think, is with you. I'm just getting these reflections right now, is that you speak for so many, because for you, it's just natural. So naturally, I think through your music, you're giving courage to so many people to write their own lyrics and conversations. Wouldn't you agree, Gabe?
I totally agree. There's this, it's such a gift that you have, and there's this honesty that comes out, and you know, I think it does take a lot of bravery and courage to kind of cross that line and share all that honesty and communicate that. And it's so wonderful for the rest of us that just get to experience and relish that.
Okay, so Crosby, tell us about the song "Blame."
This song is more about it's a love song, also about some relationship that didn't work out, but it's sort of holding the person accountable for whatever negative behavior they had. I mean, because I was just in, this particular relationship was very, he was very negative toward me, very inconsistent, and so, you know, in the song I say, you have nobody left to blame, so, you know, he sort of turned it on me all the time, and so I wrote a song about that, and it's sort of special to me, because my personality is always, like, I take it all, like, I don't put anything on someone else. I'm naturally, like, I'm so sensitive, you know. And so
you're an Aquarius.
I'm holding this person accountable. Yeah. Yeah.
You're an Aquarius.
And so I finally, like, stood up to him in this song, and that's what this song is about.
"Blame" on Max and Friends by Crosby Morgan. We'll be right back.
Bird has flown from the tree. If you want, you will find me in the dark. I waited long for you, and I thought I made it through, but you still think you can tear this apart. Well, don't you know my name isn't a field of love for you. You have nobody left to blame. You'll walk a fool, yeah, you will walk a fool for the rest of this game. And you have nobody left to blame. You never fade away from my mind is hopeless, and you will find I'll never tear you apart. For the last 4 years, for the last well of tears, for the sake of my fears, you'll leave my home. You'll leave my home. Well, don't you know my, don't you know my name? Isn't a field of love for you? You have nobody left to blame. You'll walk a fool, yeah, you will walk a fool for the rest of this game, and you have nobody left to blame. Well, don't you know my, don't you know my name? Isn't a field of love for you? You have nobody left to blame. You'll walk a fool, yeah, you will walk a fool for the rest of this game, and you have nobody left to blame. You have nobody left to blame. You have nobody left to blame.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Crosby, Morgan. The song, Blame. Gabe, I'm speechless. I give up.
She's just so amazing. She's so great. She sings truth. It's like, when she sings, it's like, this is how it is, you know, and it's just so beautiful.
It's raw, it's real, it's candid, it's authentic, it's now, yeah. It's current. It resonates to everyone who's been in the situation where someone has the audacity to always put the blame on everyone else because they don't take the responsibility for themselves. Crosby, right. I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you write here that you want to change more lives. How do you want to do that, Crosby?
I think it's just what you said, you know, making it so that people can relate to the things that I sing about, and maybe it gives them more insight, or at least gives them a break, or makes them feel better in some way. You know, I think that's what music does for most people. I think that's how music changes people's lives, and because it provides a source of comfort and excitement, and it provides so much for so many people, and that changes lives. You know, like, I think we all can remember, like, at least a few songs that we, you know, grow up with, or there's moments of time in our lives where we're attached to a certain song and it gets you through, or it reminds you of a good time, you know, and that's I think I'd consider that changing lives. So if I can do that for the listener, I think I've done my duty as an artist.
You've done your work. It's beautiful. There's something that I always love to say, and it's die empty. Meaning whatever gifts you have, when you leave this earth, make sure you leave them all behind. And you're doing that song by song, which is so beautiful. Everyone, Twitter, @CrosbyYeah, CrosbyYeah. Instagram, same name. Facebook, Crosby Morgan Music. YouTube, Crosby Morgan Music. SoundCloud, Crosby Morgan, and listen on Pandora. And if you're in LA, go to Venice Beach because you play there. And once a month in Pasadena at the Novel Cafe. Gabe, you have to go see her play on the board, on the beach boardwalk. And you two need to, like, figure out something together. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree. I would love to see you in Venice and wherever else you play in LA. I just followed you on Twitter and added you on Facebook.
Well, thank you.
So, as your career grows, you're going to come back to Max and Friends, and we're going to talk about it more. So I'm so blessed and honored that Constantine brought you into my life, into my listeners' lives. And I know that if you follow your passion, it will lead you to your purpose. So continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you. I will be
I'm going to call you after the show. Before I let you go, how did you even meet Constantine?
just on the boardwalk. Well, so he was staying in a like a little apartment like next to the boardwalk, and he came down one day. He's like, you know, you woke me up with your music, and it was so beautiful. I was dreaming. He was even dreaming about this film he's starting to write and work on. And he was like, you know, it just like went along with my dream, and I wasn't sure if I was dreaming or if I was awake. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a pleasant feeling, I guess. And he was like, yeah. And so he that's how we met, and then he you know, contacted me, and now I'm here. So.
And then he contacted me and was like, will you have her on the show? Because she's very clever and she's very inspiring. I said, absolutely. I adore you. I'm going to call you after the show. We're going to wrap things up. Before we let Morgan go, Gabe Lopez, what do you want to tell her before we go?
Just how incredible you are. Seriously, your voice is just, you know, you could just have people in their tracks, and you communicate such honesty. I can't wait to hear more. I want to check out the full album. I've loved all three of the songs. And then just thank you. Thank you for writing what you write.
Thank you. Thank you.
Morgan, Crosby, Catherine Morgan, born on February 15th, my fellow Aquarian. Have a beautiful night, and I'm going to talk to you after the show.
Thank you. Okay.
What do you want
good.
To tell people before we go? Give one of your favorite quotes of inspiration.
Oh, my favorite? Well, okay. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final.
Ooh, girl, good night. I'm going to talk to you after the show.
That's my favorite quote, but thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it.
I love it. I'm talking to you after the show for sure. Gabe, y'all will figure it out after, because we got to play some of Gabe music's. Good night, my dear friend, Crosby, Catherine Morgan. Good night.
Good night.
Gabe Lopez, you giving free music out tonight because you like boys. Somebody who's tuning in, you all better get ready to get your song because we're going to leave you with it. I was going to leave you with Sophie B. Hawkins, but y'all could go and watch her on my TV show because we got Gabe here tonight. So I respect my guests in the studio. Hey, this was a good show, wasn't it?
It was so amazing. Thank you for having me on and for letting me hear these great, great artists. They're so, so awesome.
See, I can discover artists too, right?
You have a great ear. You should do A&R. I think you do a lot better job than some of them.
Ryan, I'll put that feather in my cap in my spare time. Gabe Lopez, I adore you. I'm going to call you after the show too. Because you like boys, we're going to play tonight on Max and Friends. You guys can go get it for free on Facebook, Gabe Lopez Songs. Take life to the max. Love each other. Good night. Good karma. Because You Like Boys by Gabe Lopez. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Love you all for listening. Peace!
Like a drug on the dance floor, you're taken to the sky. As you rise and you want more, you've never felt this high. You love how we taste, and you love how we touch. You love when we kiss, you love when it's too much. The first taste on your lips, the first hand on your hips, and you're spinning around and around. And your world opens up, and you're ready for us, and you're going down, down, down. It's 'cause you like boys, 'cause you like boys. Into the night, watch you rise, what you want more. Don't promise not to bite. Taste how we love and you taste, 'cause you must. A drip on your tongue, introduce you to lust. The first taste on your lips, the first hand on your hips, and your eyes rock and roll back, back. And your world opens up, and you're ready for us. And the room fades to black, black, black. Like what? It's 'cause you like what? It's 'cause you like what? It's 'cause you like what?